Residents and businesses in Ballard on Shilshill Avenue Northwest have some new neighbors. The city's parking lot for homeless people living in their cars and RVs has just opened. It's part of Mayor Ed Murray's emergency response to Seattle's homeless crisis. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna was there when the first resident arrived and has this report.
Wanda Williams was the first to arrive with her RV. Her home sits on a tow truck as it pulls into the safe lot.
Oh, I'm so excited!
The safe lot is across the street from Yankee Diner. Williams says she used to eat there, but that was years ago. Once the RV is parked, Williams goes inside to see whether her home survived the short trip.
Everything's fine. It's just the way I left it. Santa did a great job. All my china's good. Everything, nothing's broken.
Her roommate, Tim Pugsley, joins her, and they hug.
Sorry. We've been through so much. You have no idea. Just to get here and make it happen.
And the way that the neighbors from where we'd have to park and stuff treated us so badly.
Williams has been homeless for 3 years, the result of mental health issues. She says she's anxious to get help and be part of society again.
I don't have any criminal background. I'm a nurse from Swedish. I worked for years. And, you know, I've just tried to get my life together. Just one thing after another has happened.
See you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
Just across the street, Robert Madsen runs a custom furniture business. The idea of a safe lot hasn't been popular in the neighborhood, but Madsen says homelessness and the problems associated with it can no longer be ignored, so why not try something?
Can I live with my own convictions about dealing with it? Okay, I'm about to be tested. Let's see how it goes.
The safe lot is a first for the city. In addition to security, there'll be a case manager on site to help residents get linked to social services. A second lot in West Seattle will open later. Both lots are temporary and are scheduled to close in 6 months. In Ballard, I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.